USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And in breaking news, Prince Andrew has agreed to settle a sexual assault lawsuit from Virginia Giuffre, according to her lawyer, David Boies. The summons settlement is not being disclosed, and the letter to the court says Prince Andrew intends to make a substantial donation in support of victims' rights. Giuffre alleged that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked her to Prince Andrew, who she claimed took advantage and sexually abused her when she was 17. From the beginning, Prince Andrew has denied the allegations. A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. The city of New York fired more than 1,400 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, according to the mayor's office. Over 64% worked for the city's education department. The United Federation of Teachers, the public school teachers union, said last week 700 of its members had been given notice that they would be fired. The union joined with others to block the firings, but a judge ruled in favor of the city. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More parents are choosing Catholic schools for their children. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Enrollment in Catholic schools in the country rose nearly 4%, rebounding from a sharp drop caused by the pandemic. The National Catholic Educational Association says nationwide enrollment increased to about 1.6 68 million students. It's the largest jump recorded in at least five decades. The annual report said the Catholic school community were optimistic when schools returned to in-person classes as many did during the previous year, but they continue to face challenges as they cope with the pandemic. From the New York Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
A former Navy nuclear engineer pled guilty to conspiring to sell closely guarded American secrets about submarine technology to another country. Jonathan Tuevi was accused of trying to pass information about designs for nuclear-powered subs to an undercover FBI agent posing as a representative of a foreign government. Tuevi, who prosecutors say hid his memory cards containing the sensitive information inside peanut butter sandwiches and other items, was arrested in October. After a hearing in West Virginia, Tuevi pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data. The agreement calls for a possible sentence of 12 to 17 years in prison. The Maryland man was facing up to life in prison if convicted of three counts in the indictment. His wife, Diana, was also arrested in October on two counts of communication of restricted data and one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data. She has pled not guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.